Okay, thank you. I'm going to talk about the comparative effectiveness of an activation intervention for Latino parents raising kids with mental health needs. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors. We have a part of a big study team, and particularly Monica Perez Yales, Maria Martinez, and Juanita Garcia, who are here in the audience and can help with our discussion. This work was funded by PCORI, the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, in their Addressing Disparities program, and we have no conflicts of interest to report. So as you've been hearing from our other presenters, Latino kids with mental health needs get less care than other kids. They're disproportionately, what I want to focus on is kind of thinking about the social determinants here. Latino kids are disproportionately affected by poverty and other factors associated with increased risk of psychiatric disorder. They're half as likely as other kids to use services. Families are more likely to report problems getting services, lack of a usual source of care, a lack of participation in a medical home, dissatisfaction with the care they receive, and these unmet mental health needs are associated with poor outcomes over the lifespan, both economic and social. So we think that teaching activation skills might help. And activation is a funny word for, I think, a really cool concept, and it encompasses confidence managing chronic disease, knowing when and where to go for help when you need it, and then self-efficacy, managing the healthcare visit once you're there to get your needs met. So activation is, we think, a promising strategy to reduce disparities. The concept was formulated from notions of health locus of control, self-efficacy in managing health behaviors, readiness to change. Activation, we already know from previous research, is associated with better quality health care, improved health outcomes. Interventions in particular have been developed that successfully teach activation to Latino adults as well as others. And what I think is really salient here, activation can compensate for low levels of literacy and numeracy. It's something that goes beyond literacy, which is cool. So our objective is to teach activation to Latino moms with kids with mental health needs. Our long-term goal is to improve mental health service use among Latino kids. The objective of this study is to test the comparative effectiveness of an activation intervention for Latino moms raising kids with mental health needs compared to a parent support group control. Our work is framed by the Anderson Behavioral Model of Access to Care, and as we see it, activation skills are enabling resources that help families get the health care and the health outcomes that they're looking for. So our study design, we are in the midst of running a randomized controlled trial. Our participants are moms who bring kids for services at a Spanish language mental health clinic. We have two arms. We have a psychosocial intervention to teach activation skills, and that's compared to a support group control. We felt that just being part of a group and knowing that you're not alone and that you're being able to make those connections was probably the most important issue that might override the activation skills, and that's why we have this support group control. We're surveying moms in person at baseline 1 and 3 months. I'm going to report today on a sample of 172. This project is running in kind of two phases, and so this is our phase one group, and we're in the field still with phase two. We're also collecting audio recordings of parent-provider conversations to understand better what's going on, and we're extracting data from the child's medical record as well, but today I'm going to focus on the self-report measures. So because this is a PCORI-funded project, we benefit from their emphasis in funding to support stakeholder engagement in research. So as I said, El Futuro is our host clinic, and it's a Spanish language mental health clinic serving kids and adults. And they're our partner through a subcontract. And thinking about how Alice characterized our state, and I'm sorry I didn't say we're in North Carolina also, I think this is the one 100% Spanish language mental health clinic in our state as far as we can figure out. So we're very fortunate. We also convened focus groups of experienced parents from El Futuro to address specific design needs. We have a mentor parent group that Monica has been leading. That's like our structured advisory group that meets quarterly, and they also focus on study design, implementation, and synthesis of findings. And Monica is presenting the details of that stakeholder engagement at our 4:30 session today. So go to that as well. It's the session titled Research That Empowers. So it should be a nice complement to this. And then most recently, Maria and Juanita have established a teen advisory group that's meeting quarterly, and we're starting to do kid data collection and hear from them how that's affecting their experience, which is also cool and we don't have time to talk about here. So what I'm going to focus on are the parent self-report activation measures. We're using the patient activation measure that I described earlier, and it has items, it's a 13-item measure, and includes things like I'm confident that I can help prevent or reduce problems associated with my child's health. That's one of the three aspects. We're using the patient-teacher involvement questionnaire that focuses on the quality of teacher communication. For example, do you feel comfortable talking with your child's teacher about your child? And then we also tried to capture school activation, things like, I'm confident that I can tell a teacher the concerns I have about my child's ability to learn, even when he or she does not ask. And Monica's gonna say more about our advisory group's contribution to these measures in our project later this afternoon. So in terms of our analytic approach, we use an intent-to-treat approach. Participants are considered enrolled when they complete our baseline interview. Today, I'm going to present findings about the balance between our two groups. We use two-tailed Fisher's exact tests and t-tests, and then look at the effectiveness of the intervention using a difference-in-difference approach, and we use linear mixed models to test them. So here's a little bit about our study sample. These are the family characteristics. Some things to point out, our family's mean income is about 60% of the federal poverty level. I think that's really incredible. Most families have less than a high school education. About half of the families, nearly half, have someone else in the family with emotional or developmental challenges. About a little over a quarter have family members with other chronic conditions. And also our parent group said that we should find out if our respondents receive mental health services, and nearly 20% do. Oh, and I should say that our samples, you know, we did this, we randomized people into the two groups and we achieved good balance. There's no difference there. In terms of kid characteristics, our kids are about 11 years old on average. Considering the epidemiology that we're working with, a little less than half are male. You know, around 50% of these kids are novice to therapy. Again, our parents said that we should consider who's really attached to the clinic and who isn't. And so the clinic said that if kids had been there about six times already, that they were attached, and so we are novice to therapy means that they haven't really gotten attached yet. Almost three quarters are covered by Medicaid. In this clinic, they ask every patient to pay something based on a sliding fee scale. Their sliding fee scale is really reasonable given people's income, and the kids are their one billable client. And thank you. Kids have pretty good physical health, some internalizing and externalizing behaviors. When we look at the change in parent outcomes from baseline to 3 months, our intervention group is showing increased rates of parent activation, school activation, and parent-teacher involvement compared to our control group. That's really exciting. What we also see is that people come into our clinic with pretty high levels of activation, and it's still growing over time. It grows in both groups, but more so in our intervention. So we had a positive effect. It led to about a 7-point increase in activation compared, our intervention did, compared to the control group. This gain is larger than reported in other activation intervention studies of Spanish-speaking parents. And as I said, the control group also increased over time. So this notion of support is important. Some limitations to think about. Our baseline activation was high, and this intervention may perform differently in less empowering settings. We're in a really special clinic. And school outcomes are missing for our early participants. We have different numbers of people with those measures because our advisory group were the ones that pointed out that we should include those measures, and so we were already in the field when we did that, but they were the ones that showed an impact first, so it's really exciting. So what are the next questions for us? And I'd love your input, audience, on this. We wonder, how well our Padres intervention would work in other clinic settings. Should they be like El Futuro? And if they're not like El Futuro, then is it acceptable to target the intervention to just a subpopulation of clients or not? This is, our intervention is set up as a 4-hour class, and we're concerned that that might not be feasible in other settings. It is in El Futuro, but questions arise about fidelity and cost. And another thing that we really need to think about, given this positive impact, is what is the ideal target population? We are pretty clear that the families who find El Futuro have already worked really hard to get there, and they're already, have a certain level of skill around that. And we'd really like to bring this intervention into settings to reach families sooner in their process. Thank you.